Tuesday night, Shmaitzer Shir. Or Yutes Cheshon. Okay, Shmaitzer Vav. Perek Hey. We'll start from the beginning again, we'll go through it fast. We know the custom of Ramov is Elashonim Bechodovish Loyitzchazik Loyitzchazik Loyitzchazik. And not against Cheskasisr, not against the Chazaka. Lechad is Chazik Dover Beisr, Gigrain Tevel, like Hatichas Bosa, Shaina Manukar, and I Namalal of Lahatiro, and can be Odo Lusakto, Atkan Lashonos. So nothing very surprising. He's passing Elechad Neman Bisurin. When it's not against the Chazaka, when it's against the Chazaka, when it's Biyado. So where does the problem start? Because one of the examples he gave of the something Bechezka Sisser is Chazika's boss or Shein Manuka. It wasn't cleaned out either from Gidan Nosher, it could be from Caleb. So because of all the Taz, Vizel Shonu, it's many of Pekoza Shein came. But the Davka Tebe, the Kayosi Boy, Shay also Bavadai Kulo Leho Kodomatikon, Lawyer Shumhet, Chalakri, Zamrina, Kim, the Chazaki Sur, Bavadai, and Erech Lemon, like the Mid Chosol Hatter. Abu Bosso Shayna Manukar asks the Taz, that should not be called Chazaka, because what's also in is also, and what's Mutter is Mutter, it's really like a Tarubais. We're just worried about separating them when you do Niko. You're not transforming anything into Heather. A loyal Chazik Abosel is a qual, and we should give them by Chelev, she is born. The name of the Machkot Vachakach, the Mahayu can stay Chatich, the Zechah shall head, the Vechah shall Isra, and Echad Neman Lahat there. But it's not called against the Chazaka. He's saying which is us or which is Mutah. So here also, the Baza Shena Manuka should not be called having a Chazaka. Not be called a Cheskasissa. V'chein nire mi divrei atoises v'arkimol de Kiddushin. V'zeh l'shono v'edechot nemon ha'inu davka lahatir v'ayim Baza Zu Manukeres v'chadich hazu sol shuman. V'zehu al karcha chafilu ein biyodu l'sakim k'mar gabi shuman. And nevertheless, it's common that you believe someone, even though it's not biyadom. Levi Agazu, according to this Ramah, Hayu Lenu Les or Kivin Shem Biyado, Ainu Neman. On the body, the bridge is that it's not called against the Chazaka. Hashach benekudos hakesef. So the Rama says it's called a chazaka, and the Taz says why should it be called against a chazaka? Hashach benekudos hakesef. Kadum v'zelushon lo koshem nidi. The chazikas boso sheina menukeres. Tami l'tevel. Kegen de tabel koidem tikuno kulo osur vachagach shemafrish mimeno ha-maizer hu mutar vodim bachadim sheinem nukerish koidem anike kulo osur. It is called this chaticha zosur vizchazik izur b'hai chaticha umali b'zeh sheyesh kan sofik isur soifishay vizchazik izur pamachas bevadai b'hai chaticha. I think he just means the Tarubais, even though it's. Umali bozeh sheyesh kan sofik iser. He means that we can't point to one and say it was always osur. Sof sof is chazik iser b'machas b'vali by chaticha. The chaticha should be your unit, your lowest unit, and that was vaday osur at one point. Right, that was a point in time vaday osur. When you have two chatichos over there, that's called loyos chazik isur b'vadi b'hai chaticha, because that's your unit of the chaticha. And the call chaticha b'dich b'fnei asu sofik isurahu. Right. That part's true, but he's saying, but the chaticha, again, Lachari is saying the lowest common like place would be the chaticha, and that is vada, and that's osur because of the taruvos. I'm saying by the taruvos, each piece is either mutter or osur. Lachari, that's what he's saying, that the lowest, your unit should be the chaticha. Yeah, but that's just because, I mean, that doesn't prove anything, though. That's like saying if I take two chatichas and I eat them both, so I'm also over a vada yisur. Take one. If you make the, you know, if they make the unit big enough, so then you're over this. So if I take one from each pile and I eat them, also I was over a vada yisur. The Tosfos says in Eirechos Neman to be made on Bosor She'enu Menukar. The Tosfos Shem Loi Nachti Lohachi. Tosfos not getting into Protim. Loi Bo El Loi Med Eirechos Neman Le Teira Dafka. Mashigot v'kan bosa zu menukar ha'inu heicha d'ika beis chaticha izachas menukeres v'achas sheinu menukeres v'ayma zu menukeres. So he's not getting into protim. But in a chanami to go say that this piece of meat is menukar would be called against the chazaka. And Tosis could be talking about a case where it's not called against the chazaka. There was a taruvos and he's saying which one's menukar and which one's sheinu menukar. U'mashehevi mimaisu b'chol yom. The Shach says that what the Taz says, Ma'aseh b'chol yom, that we believe someone. Kvar yadua the dover sheinu motzei l'shayach by minhag v'goymer. He says you can't talk about a minhag because it's something that basically is uncommon.
What do you think Ma'aseh b'chol yom means?
What?
What do you think Ma'aseh b'chol yom means?
No, it's like saying, You know, say, well, what do you do with a Sheva Brachas? You drink the Kaishal Bracha by a Shalshudas Sheva Brachas. So, it doesn't, you say, oh, you know, we always drink and we always don't, you know, but the mindset, when something doesn't happen often, then you can't be Soymechan with, you don't know, like every time it's like, every time it's a new thing. You can't say there's a steady minute to do it a certain way. If it doesn't, 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 if it doesn't even if it happens, you know what I mean? If something doesn't say to happen, so every time it comes up, everybody sits around wondering what to do, and they do it a certain way, but you can't talk about a minute developing. It's like too few and far between.
What do you think it meant, Mike?
Whenever it comes up, we believe the eight. So he's saying it doesn't come up that often. You can't really. It doesn't happen every. No. Oh, you usually know what's Manuka, what's in the Manuka. It's not so common to have a piece of meat that you don't know if it's Manuka or not, and the Eidechah comes and says it is. Usually you know.
Why is when he's saying not right? That's what I thought also. You're eating by somebody's house, you don't know if it's Manuka or not Manuka. Interesting. That's a nice little thing.
Because Bala Bias is Nemonis to say it's Manuka is not in question. I told you that. A person to say his own thing, the bailam of something to say what it is a given. The yado may be worth off bailus, but bailus itself is a given. The person, the bailam is a given. We don't know where it comes from, Taka. It seems like it's, I don't know, say the word halachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalachalach Bailus. The Yoda was Bailus. But what's Bailus? Where does that come from? And we said Rashi is very... It makes Rashi very schwer.
He doesn't quote it at all. It's Halakha L'Moshe V'Sinai. He makes it sound like it's totally
Halakha L'Moshe V'Sinai.
More than 8 o'clock. It's very strong.
It's an emonus. Maybe from Maisim B'Chalyom. That's the problem with Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi gives the example of Eidech Alem B'Surin, the people eating over someone else's house. Tosfos rejects it because that's even against the Chazakah. That's not your, that wouldn't be your classic example of Eidech Alem B'Surin. But is it still true that Maisim B'Chalyom eat over? Anyway, Umashebi the Shach says, "Bimaisim b'chol yom." Kvo yadu the davar shein amotz of the shayach by minig. I told you. I'm trying to give you.
What about a mashkiach? Trusting a mashkiach like that? It's not the baal.
Like I say, what's the minig by when the shayach comes out on Sunday? When you do my social. Say or Yahweh Yavo or both or neither. So it happens at least once a year. It happens, but it's not mutzah. No one ever remembers what they did the last time it happened. See, they look it up again. So there's no. You can't talk about a minute. I'm half sure, and if you'll say it does happen often enough to have an established minig, the mira lefamim sheminu l'adam kach v'lahoya shalal, that they believe the person to say something's manukar even if it wasn't his, kind of mishum, probably there was a special reason why they believed him. Shaya manakir be'ir, v'ya efshel l'shalalo. And that's called the Milsa Davila Leguya. That's what you mean, that if you're in a situation where something's a Milsa Davila Leguya, maybe the Nemonis comes from there. Afilo Einu Be'ir, but the Yadua Shein Menaker Zulasi Echer Oshnayim. Kimoy Shebemes Ein Megilin Lios Menakrin Bezman Azer Rach Echad Me'ir Oshnayim Mishpacha Shebekiyim Benikor. Okay, so as the Shach says further, Chiddush, that to use that rule, and even if it does happen, so first of all, maybe the Menaker was always around, or since Nikur has become an art that only a few people know how to do, so you always know who the Menaker, usually or always know who the Menaker would have been. So whenever you say the boss is manukar, it's like you're saying Pliny Ben Pliny was manukar. It's such a lost art that saying it's manukar is like saying that guy did it. So you know who it is. You have an address. So you can always check up and see if it's true. The guy will either say yes or he'll deny it. So that's called Nusra David al-Gluye. So Nusra David al-Gluye, you want to shaka yinshi. You assume they're not going to lie.
So that's a big hit. If it's on a level with Erechaz Neman, if it's Yado, Erechaz Zofi Neman, if it's
Nusra David al-Gluye, yeah. That's what the shach is assuming is true. Yeah. That's right.
Because it's easy enough to check? Is that the underlying?
Well, yeah, but that's the... But the Nemanus comes from that you assume he's not lying.
Right.
Because his words are given more veracity because... The reason there's such a chiddush is because the reason... If an Eidach is not Neman, it's never so crass as that you think he's lying. It's not like a Dovah Shabar, but you think he's going to lie. That's not true. Dovah Shabar Mom, you think he's going to lie. That's not true. So just because you have a situation where Loi Meshakri Inshi, it's less likely that he's lying, I don't have an answer. I'm saying it's why it's such a big chiddush. But the problem really isn't one of telling the truth or lying. Alamo, the Torah says you need a certain level of nemonis. One person says something, you have one level of nemonis. Two people say something, you have a different level of especially a different level. So the Torah says you need two eidim to be made, let's say, to give a guy nisur or to give a guy momen, oinish. So that pshat you think one guy is lying. If you thought one was lying, you wouldn't be mechayev shvuah. And if one guy lie, two guys will lie, because all two guys are is one guy twice.
What do you think? He's mistaken?
That's why he's magic.
It's the opposite of them.
What?
Magic, you know? It's to be love and mitzvahs.
Whoa.
I'm just saying in the Gemara, we don't have anybody to dispute. We are worried that if it's
and Eidecha is Mechayev Shvuah, yes? I'm saying if you looked at him and Eidecha is lying, it wouldn't be Mechayev Shvuah.
In any case.
In your regular, standard, average, norm case. Right? Nobody would suggest that the Pshat in Eidecha is that he's lying. I don't think. So what is Pshat? The Pshat is, it's not a question of lying. It's an incendiary word. It's a fighting, them fighting words, mister. But you, two of them are more intense than one of them. You know, I don't know what word to use. More Neman than two. Two of them are more Neman than one. Without using the word, I don't know if you have to find a reason. I know it sounds funny. I don't think you have to find a reason, like, why. He's lying, he made a mistake. I mean, maybe that's lurking in the background, but the Mitzvah is when two people tell you something, you believe it more, forgetting about the Torah, Dinei Torah. When two people tell you something, you believe it more than when one person tells you something. Yes or no?
It doesn't stem with the Torah, though, the halakha. But two are like 100. So if 100 people told me, I'd believe it more than two. And the two have to be together. It can't be two separate. They have to be across.
None of that. The Torah establishes only two levels. Eidachon and Shnei Eidim. Then there's Exeris HaKosov of Frey Kameya. You're right. Adarabba. You see that... You learn out from a pasuk that Trey Kameya. So if not for the pasuk, what would be? It would be the tense to them on us. So that's still true. I don't think the Torah is there. Sakosov is negating that three is a more intense Naimonis than two. But that is the Torah is only establishing legally two levels, 1 8 and 2 8. The Torah is not establishing anymore. So, Trey Kameh is a legal status. And you see, if not for that, three would be more Neman than two. What am I saying? The whole thing is to say what this really proves me wrong. So why is Milsa David Leguy and Mishakri Inshi an Eidecha Neman?
Why is the
Adam? Whoa. Again, it's possible to be that the problem of an Eid Echad, that an Eid Echad is not Motzi Momen, that an Eid Echad is not Neman against his Chazik, etc., is not because now you think he's lying. It's not connected to his Chazik. You don't think it's lying. When it's connected to his Chazik, you think he's lying. This was not one of lying. If you think he was a liar, he would lie against no Chazok, or just like he would lie against yes Chazok. So what is the Pshat? I don't know, it's like a more sophisticated idea. That his level, you go over to someone, you say, you know, a guy comes over to you and says, can you lend me $10? I'll pay you back, you can trust me. So, will you lend him $10? Yes, let's assume yes.
He says, I'll pay you back, you can trust me, probably not.
Probably would like $10. Lend me $10, I'll pay you back next Tuesday. So you figure $10 you'll lend. But if he asks you for $100, then you'll think twice. And if he asks you for $1,000, you won't do it. If he asks you for $10,000, you certainly won't do it. So he didn't suddenly become an ish she'eino ne'eman. That is, the reality is that the different levels of nemonis. The different levels of nemonis doesn't necessarily have to mean that you think the guy's a liar or a gunner or a cheat or a scoundrel. That is, I don't know what it is. That it's a reality that they have, but there's different levels of nemonis, that's all. I'm momming you this much, and I'm momming you that much, and I'm momming you that much. I don't think you need that the flip side has to be you're a liar, or you're a gunner.
The more you worry that he's just not going to be able to pay him back. Trust him, just he won't.
Right.
Why does Nigo work?
Nigo works because of
love. Whoa.
Why does it help? Why does Nigo help? It helps because he's not following the doctor. Why does he work?
So I am suggesting a chiddush. That even if it's Mali Lashaker, that's just the creation. I'm saying a chiddush. That's just the creation of a more intense nemonus. It doesn't mean the problem is we think he's a liar, and now you have a raya, he's not a liar. That would be pretty shvach. First of all, you don't think people are liars. Second of all, if you did, amigos are very shvach, a pretty shvach excuse for a lie detector test. Maybe you wouldn't have thought of it. You're like, there's 100 holes in every amigo that you could think of. The pshat is malu the shaker. That's what I'm tying here also. By milsa davidu l'gluy lo mishaker yinshi. The problem, no one's going to say the problem of an eid echad is that he's mishaker. But when we have something that lo mishaker yinshi, or something like migu, it pumps up the nemonis. That's all. It pumps it up. It takes a 90-pound weakling and makes it into a.
So yes, your God.
Yeah, I'm answering the question.
You're answering the Rav's question.
What?
You're answering the Rav's question. You're answering your question.
Yeah. I'm answering my question. I'm saying, even though, again, nobody's... I'm trying to convince myself. No one's going to say Eid Echad's not Nemon when he's not Nemon because we think he's lying. It just doesn't clock. So how could you say such a chiddush like Meshaki Yitzhi? So I'm answering, it's like Migu. Just like by me. I mean, some people say Migu is a raya, he's telling the truth. So, I prefer to say it creates a more intense nemonis. So, when you have something that lo mishakri into you, it creates a more intense nemonis. And that concept is certainly true. The more intense nemonis and the less intense nemonis, can you lend me $1,000 needs a more intense, it's a different word than nemonis. I'm playing with words. It's a different type of nemonis. Here it's nemonis to pay you back, not nemonis of what he says is true. Noach Mektane Amunahar. Right? No, it's the same. There's different levels. Right, in Mitzrayim it says, do you believe in Hashem? So you'll say, yeah, you'll be mad at me for asking you such a question. But you see in Mitzrayim it says, Vayarom, Vayamninu, right? And then Vayamsuf, after all the Makkas and all the Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Mitzrayim would drown, it says, Vayamninu, Vashem, Moshe Abdo. Beretz, it's a more intense amuna. You can pay lip service to amuna, but you're not ready to jump off a building. You're not ready to jump off a building. I mean, maybe you are. I was learning Daniel this past, not this past Shabbos, but the Shabbos before. So it says that if they would have jumped into the fire, expected a mace to happen. But that's not such a great madrega. So I said, it's only not the highest madrega, but it's a very high madrega of emuna to jump into a fire. And I mean, it means your level of belief in Hashem is so strong that you're ready to jump into a burning fire. Good, you're not ready to be Moshe Nefesh. It means you're not ready to die for this. But you totally believe in it because you're expecting Him to save you. I mean, what normal person would jump into a fire? You don't. Expecting to be saved, I said, is a very, very high madrega. I don't think it's a low madrega. It's a high madrega in emuna, maybe even the highest. What it's not is it's missing the Siris Nefesh. It's a different nekuda. The Siris Nefesh is not a chesaron in emuna. Siris Nefesh means I'm willing to give up what's most dear for me in order to declare that Hashem Echad. So if I'm not willing to jump into the fire, or I'm only willing to jump into the fire if I'll be saved, it means I'm not ready to give up my life for this. Okay. I mean, not okay, but it's not an emuna problem. It's a problem, it's like a midos problem. I hold my life too dear. My life is too dear to me. D-E-A-R. My life is too dear to me for me to give it up for the sake of making a statement. Right, you want me to make a statement, Hashem Echad? So I'll make the statement. Will you make the statement if it costs you $10 to make the statement? Yeah, sure. Will you make the statement if it costs you $100 to make the statement? Yeah, sure. Will you make the statement if it costs you your life? No. Maybe not. You're supposed to, let's say. But the guy's not ready to do it. But it's not an emuna issue. So, when you jump, what am I saying? The very intense level of emuna to jump into the fire, I'll dance to be saved. I mean, that's an unbelievable level of emuna. I don't know if you really have
a higher level of emuna to jump in, think you're going to be saved, than to just jump in and know you're going to die.
I don't know if it's higher level of emuna, because if you're ready to give up your life to make the statement, you for sure believe in that statement.
You
understand what you're saying, but I don't think it's true.
Because
okay. You listen, why?
Listen.
We're not just talking about a meshugana that's ready to die. We're talking about, like, it's a conscious decision to give up my life to make the statement that I believe in Hashem. Yeah, in order to make a statement. So, you know, you have to believe in that statement an awful lot to give up your life for it.
Rabbi Akiva knew it was going to happen. He didn't believe that he was going to get saved. He was like, I'm doing this to die al-Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah, but I'm explaining what it means to die al-Kiddush Hashem. It means I'm giving up my life to make a statement. It's more important to me. The statement is more important to me than my life. It's more important to me that I declare Hashem Echad than to live. That's more important to me. So that's okay. Anyway, getting back to, well, now we got into this. That's the answer. That, I think, I hope, right. That Milsud Avinu L'Gluya L'Mishakri Inshi is a level of belief. It's a level of Ne'amonos. If it's something that you're for sure not going to, you with me? Not because you've solved the problem of, oh, maybe he's lying. But because, by its very nature, something that people don't lie, in a situation which you say people don't lie, so it gives an added oomph to your statement. you're not happy.
No, I think, can you say that there's always, even though lying was not our problem with Beit Echad, there's always in the background a possibility of lying. It's not a problem with Beit Echad, but there's always a possibility of lying. And when we add this factor that takes the lying factor out, it's with Nemunah, even though the problem wasn't lying, but since there's always a possibility of lying, if we remove that, it makes the whole cake taste better.
You happy with that?
Okay.
I don't know how different it is than what I'm saying, because I will admit that if it wouldn't be for the possibility of lying,
help at all.
Then every statement of every eight effort would be a very intense name on us.
No, he could still be mistaken.
So what good does Mr. Abu Ghraib do?
No, right. That's true. I'm just saying the previous point, he could be mistaken, and that's why.
When the person's making a statement about which people don't lie, his words are heavier. His words are more, have more import to them. They're more true. They're more of the reality.
We
see
more
than okay. Anyway, this is the chiddush of the Shach, and he says that's why the Ma'aser B'chol Yom could theoretically come about, because since menachrim are few and far between, it's become a lost art. Only a few people know how to do it, so it's like you're saying who did it, so you could easily check if it was done or not. U'mashevim miharosh perakid hanosher. The Shmaitzer did not bring down this part of the Taz. The Taz brings down a Rosh. The Taz brings down a Rosh that if you have a Yerech that the Gid's not Nikr, it's not Nikr that there's a Gid there, so the Rosh says it's Becheskos Heter. And you don't have to be afraid, Shema Eina Manu Keres. You can't tell. It's not Nikar that the Gid is still there. It's not Nikar.
Yeah, I don't know the reality. Well,
the reality is it's not Nikar. So the Taz, there's such a rush. If you have a piece of meat that you can't tell, this is what the rush ostensibly says. If you have a piece of meat that you can't tell if the Nikar was done or not,
you're right.
Yeah, and you can't tell, and someone comes along and says it was done. So the Rosh says it's Becheska sat there, and you don't have to be. I know the Rosh even says without someone coming along, you can assume it's Mutter. That's the Rosh. So the Taz says, well, certainly you see from there that it's not called as Chazak Yisura. But if you call it Chazak Yisura, how can you go over to a piece of meat that you don't know if it was Manuka or not, and just because you can't tell if there's a Gid there or not, say it's Mutter. Obviously, so the Taz says, obviously, it's called not Becheskos Issur. So the Shach says, Lav Rayahi. The Hosam Koi, the Rosh is not talking about Stam Yorech. The Rosh is talking about a Yorech that you can tell Nikur was done to it. You just don't know if proper nikur was done to it. Dasam koy dim nikur echad amrinim be mustama mumchahu. You don't know if it was nikra. This is like roy veitzel shchita mumchen hay. So here you have a similar type svara. The Rosh is saying that if nikur was done, the stoma was done properly, because roy menachrin mumchen hay. But if you have stama yerech that you don't know bchalal if it was ever menukar or not. Avada, the Rosh is Moid, it's Becheskos Issur. That's the Shach. Again, the Taz time is, there are more calls, Vosso Shema Nukar, Becheskos Issur. The Taz jumps on him and says, there's no Becheskos Issur. It's not called Becheskos Issur. The Shach says, oh yes it is. Your basic unit is the Chaticha, and it's called Becheskos Issur. This last raya is the one that wasn't mentioned, is that the Taz brings down a Rosh that seemingly says, the Rosh seemingly says, that if you have a piece of meat and you can't tell if Nikur was done to it, so it's Mutter, That's a peladika halacha. How could that be? It must be that it's not called cheskas iser when you know it's not manukar. So now that you don't know if it's manukar, you can go lakula. That wouldn't be possible if it would have a cheskas iser. So the Shach says that's not the case of the Rosh. The case of the Rosh is that you know nikur was done, but you don't know if it was done properly. So there the Rosh says you can assume it was done properly.
Not like Shita.
It is like Shita, that you have a Rove. Rove, Eitzel, Nikur, Mumchem, Hez. That's why you can assume it was done properly.
The Rosh makes a Shilas with the Nikur and Shita.
That's a different... Wait, we're talking about this Rosh. Right? We're going to see later.
That's not
the we're going to see the the Hossam Koy, the Nikarechot, Amrinam Bey, the Stama Mumchehu. Right, if you know Nikar was done, then you say, Rov Menachem Mumchehu. But if you have, so that's if you know Nikar was done. The Kosov is El Lashono. Now the Shach, Mashevi Miyarosh, right, Hossam Koy, the Nikarechavim, and Stama Mumchehu. The Kosov is El Lashono. And the Shach brings a raya that that's the case of the Rosh. Okay, that the case of the Rosh is not a piece of meat that you don't know if Nikur was done or not, but the case of the Rosh is a piece of meat that you know Nikur was done, but you don't know if it was done properly or not. Because the Rosh says, the Rosh is bothered by a question. You behave right. Why don't you say it's like that? It is a cheskas iser. Achi yivod alachah b'men nishchatos. So why don't you say here too? Achi yivod alachah about the nikur. You behave b'chayei ha'im b'shem hetter. L'vishy yesel k'zayis b'osor b'loy shchita. So it's b'cheskas iser until you know about the shchita. B'shemochi kaim makula b'cheskas iser. Achi yivod alachah b'men nishchatos. Avol yerech kulo b'cheskas heter hu chutz min hagid. So that sounds like the taz. Oh, but the Shach turns it upside down. He says, "Hey, the loyd ba." You know what? Let's stop here. It's a little complicated. We'll stop here tomorrow. And we'll take a. So it sounds like. The Rosh is like the Taz, but the Shach turns it around and brings a riot to him, to himself, to the Shach.